What iOS apps can really see, and who controls what the internet runs on. A research app called Loop from Maisk Research was the highest scoring story on Hacker News on Sunday, with 326 points and 122 comments. The app demonstrates the range of device fingerprinting available to any iOS developer without accessing location, contacts, or any explicitly permission-gated data. Fingerprinting vectors Loop exposes include system font lists, time zone combined with locale settings, device model inference from screen dimensions and performance characteristics, keyboard behavior timing, and installed app detection through URL scheme probing. Individually innocuous, these data points combine into an identity signal stable across app reinstalls and device resets. The findings put pressure on Apple's privacy marketing, which centers on explicit permission flows. Apple's App Tracking Transparency Framework, introduced in recent years, meaningfully disrupted advertising ecosystems by requiring apps to request tracking permission, but ATT addresses cross-app tracking via advertising identifiers. It does not address the fingerprinting vectors Loop demonstrates, which require no permission at all because the underlying data has legitimate uses. Maisk Research has previously documented how Apple's own apps transmitted data in ways not fully disclosed to users. The Loop code is published on GitHub for independent verification. SMPTE, the Society of Motion Picture and Television Engineers, announced that its entire standards library is now freely accessible, a significant shift for an organization whose specification documents previously cost hundreds of dollars each. SMPTE standards underpin professional video production and distribution, including SMPTE 2110 for IP-based live production, ST2084 for high dynamic range video, and the timecode standards built into broadcast equipment globally. Free access lowers the barrier for smaller companies and developers in emerging markets who previously faced a choice between purchasing specifications and reverse engineering behavior from reference implementations. Hacker News commenters noted the timing. The industry is in active transition toward IP-based production workflows, and the ST2110 specifications are central to that shift. Cloudflare announced temporary accounts for AI agents, drawing 218 points and 115 comments. When an AI agent needs to perform web interactions, it can be provisioned with a temporary Cloudflare account carrying scoped permissions and a limited lifespan. After the task completes, the account and any state it accumulated are destroyed. Cloudflare frames this as an infrastructure layer solution to agent identity management, arguing that ephemeral accounts provide better security properties than persistent credentials because a compromised agent genuinely cannot accumulate access over time. Skeptics in the Hacker News thread noted that the harder problem for reliable AI agents is behavioral unpredictability. An agent with perfect credential hygiene can still take unexpected actions. Though the infrastructure approach is credited with reducing the blast radius of agent errors. UHF X11, a project implementing the X11 windowing protocol on Vision OS for Apple Vision Pro, rounded out the segment. X11 has powered Unix and Linux desktops since 1987. The developer built a full X11 server that renders legacy applications into Apple's spatial computing environment. The Hacker News discussion split between those who see practical value for scientific and research software that will never be rewritten for modern platforms, and those who were primarily impressed by the engineering audacity of the project.